there's definitely a lot of work around relationships and how to improve relationships. Again, being mindful is really important for improving relationships. So when your husband or when your kids walk in from the day, just stopping and talking to them.
I'm thinking about the tone in which you're doing it, if you're sounding passive-aggressive or something like that.
Yeah, spot on there. So our tone is big. Our body posture and physical movements is also big. So if that's not incongruent, then people will pick that up and they'll recognise that, oh, well, Mum, she doesn't really care. You know, she's washing the dishes, not really asking me how my day was or what's happening. Thinking about how you respond to people. So can you ask more questions to get information out of them? So a perfect example might be your husband comes home and says that he got a promotion. That's fantastic. That's still responding positively, but can you go one step further and say, that's fantastic, tell me about what your new role is? And just being that little bit more inquisitive is a really good way to deepen relationships. And thinking about what you're saying, is that building the other person up or is that pulling the other person down? And there's been a lot of work done in communication and looking at the positive versus negative ratios in which we talk to people. So we remember the negative things so much more easily versus the positive things. It's a 1-to-3 ratio. So it takes 3 positive things to wipe out 1 negative thing. And there's just recently been more research in positive psychology at looking about the positive things and positive emotions. And if we create positive emotions, it actually allows us to problem solve better. It's the broaden and build theory, research by Barbara Fredrickson. She's done experiments where she got some surgeons to come in, and it was 2 groups of surgeons. One group was given a small gift when they came in. So that gift then obviously gave them some sort of positive emotions. The group that were given the gift actually had better problem-solving skills. They were able to broaden their thinking and their resources and came up with better solutions than the group that wasn't given the gift. So wow. Evolutionally, there's benefits in the positive and the negative, but we remember the negative. So it's really important with our relationships that we think about the positive and what are we saying to the people around us, and are we building them up, or are we saying that one negative thing that then takes 3 positive things for it to balance out? Because oftentimes it could be the other person's having a bad day and maybe they've got things going on at home, or there's a big stress, a whole bunch of things that you don't know, and they might be taking it out on you, which to say that's not necessarily to say that that's okay, but just by taking that time to think about, well, where are they coming from? What's going on for them? Takes the emotion out of it a little bit, and then it just gives you the ability to respond rather than react. Businesses are starting to recognize that well-being is not only good for their employees, but it also brings them higher profit, higher efficiency, lower staff turnover, lower absenteeism. And there's a strength profile tool that allows you to identify 60 of your strengths. And then from that, it splits it up into 4 quadrants. So it talks about your realized strengths, so things that you perform well, things that give you energy, and it's got a variable use. Then you have your learned behaviors, so things that you're good at, but you find draining, and your use might be variable. So what could happen is your realized strengths, maybe you're overusing that because, in a work situation, everybody recognizes that, well, Rachel's a perfect scribe. So every meeting, you get the notes to scribe. But then what can happen is if everybody's coming to you all of the time, you can start to find that a little bit draining and it becomes a learned behavior. Then you've got your weaknesses. So things that you don't perform very well, that you find de-energizing, and your use can be variable. And once you understand what your weaknesses are, and a lot of people are afraid to talk about weaknesses, but we can't all be perfect at everything. And then the other quadrant is your unrealized strengths. So it's things that you're good at that give you energy, but you're not using them. So then you can look at, well, what opportunities can you create to use those? Because when we're working from a place of strength, we perform so much better and we feel energized. They've done a study where they looked at performance. One group of people had performance reviews based on opportunities to grow. And they actually found, looking at that weakness sort of model and the opportunities to grow, they actually found that the performance was reduced by about 25%, Whereas if the performance review was looking at your strengths and capitalizing your strengths and how can we make you even better, the performance actually increased to 36%. If you're concentrating on your strengths, it actually increases everything. Everything lifts and your weaknesses naturally drag up as well.
Right.
So previously everyone's looking at your weaknesses and you've got to get better at this and you've got to do this. And in fact, well, you know, why aren't we looking at our strengths?